The fastest 2 hours in radio continues right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Elissa Walker Campbell, love to hear from you. You can email us at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Great way we're kicking off our show tonight. Of course, Andy Pondillo is back with us. He took a little vacation, giving us the skinny on the MLB and, of course, his Houston Astros. One of the questions I want to talk to you about was Evan Gattis. I mean, he's become an RBI machine. He's exactly what they traded for. I mean, did you anticipate that he would have this amount of success?
He's a product of the lineup. The lineup has been very consistent. That's given him a lot of RBI opportunities. And I felt like that's what this lineup would be. It was a powerful lineup. It was a lineup in which you have Altuve who can get on base, George Springer. Even though he hasn't hit as high as he wanted to, he has done a good job of getting on base. With Preston Tucker also coming up from the minor leagues, has done a great job. So you have three guys who get on base, plays in perfectly to Gattis. Gattis is a great RBI man. He's the type of guy that plays into a system. You need to put him in a good lineup where he can drive runs in. If he's the sole offensive provider, he may come up a little short on base percentages and all that great. He is doing exactly, though, what they paid him to do, and he's driving in a ton of runs. I'm very happy with the production they've gotten out of Gattis. And once Carlos Correa comes up, you add him to the middle of the order, that's going to be even another guy that he could possibly drive in. So I think he fits in well with this order.
What's your assessment of the season that George Springer is having? You said earlier he got off to a little bit of a slow start. Where do you see him at here the first weekend in June?
He's now batting leadoff, which is interesting, but that's the type of hitter he's been this year. He's done an excellent job of drawing walks. He's done an excellent job of stealing bases. Not hitting for the type of power we thought he would this season. 8 home runs, nothing to be ashamed about. I mean, it's just not that explosive guy that a lot of people thought they would see. Nonetheless, he's been a quality hitter at times, and the 220, 230 average he possesses right now is not pretty. But just a couple weeks ago, it was at 190. So he's starting to come back, starting to come up. He seems to enjoy that leadoff position. I feel like that's going to be a fit for him as they go on through this season. So far, it's kind of a mixed bag from Springer, but the fact the on-base percentage is high, that's important.
I was going to say, what's your confidence level in him?
I feel like he needs to get more confident on hitting fastballs. There's been times this season where he's just taking too many pitches. He's definitely made it a point where he's going to get on base more, and that's what bumped him to the leadoff position outside of being in the middle of the order, because he just wasn't driving in enough runs in the middle of the order. I think his progression in his game, he's not that complete hitter yet. He can be. And again, it's a long season here. They're only 1/3 of the way through, so I feel like George Springer can still have a very nice year. He's got elements to his game that have been very positive this season.
Okay, glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Elissa Walker Campbell guiding you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. We've got Andy Pondillo leading things off, talking some MLB, and Dallas Keuchel, the number one reason why the Houston Astros can be dangerous. In your mind, is he the best pitcher in the league?
Oh, he is the best pitcher. The last year and a half, he's the best pitcher in all of baseball, in my opinion. Kershaw's come down to earth a little bit this year. He'll probably come back, but right now, there is nobody better than Dallas Keuchel. Two back-to-back month AL Pitcher of the Month awards. He looks like the guy that should be starting for the American League in the All-Star game this year. He surpassed Felix Hernandez. He surpassed Chris Sale in numbers. It's absolutely nuts. He has gotten light years better than he was last year. And last year, he possessed one of the best ERAs in the game. So there's not much more I could say, but this guy is as good with his control as I've seen any left-hander on the mound in quite some time. Where he wants the ball to go, it goes. He changes speeds quite well. And, you know, the league, they made an adjustment to him after last year. When a pitcher does so well like he did out of nowhere last season, everybody's going to have the scouting report. They're going to make their adjustments. He's made their adjustments to them. He's been very successful at that.
Can you only imagine? You talk about hypotheticals. We were talking about this in our earlier segment, Dallas Keuchel and Cole Hamels. I mean, you talk about a 1-2 punch. Oh, that's formidable.
That's as good as it's going to get.
You bet.
Right there. Two left-handers. He run that out in a postseason series if the Astros made it. Nobody would want to face them in a division series with that. So you've got to think Jeff Luhnow knows that, and Jeff Luhnow is going to do as much as he can to try and bring that dynamic combination to Houston. Because right now, it's basically Keuchel and a lot of guys that could be good or doing okay, and Lance McCullers, who's the youngster, 21 years old. He's done awesome for the Astros so far, yet you can't really depend on a 21-year-old to try and lead the staff. So Dallas Keuchel definitely could use a Robin or a co-Batman in that rotation.
Okay, only got about a minute left with Andy Pondillo. Talk to me about the Astros. I mean, is this a championship team? What are we talking about here, Andy?
Championship is a strong word. It's hard to say that, but they definitely have the makings of being the Cinderella team this year. A.J. Hinch is manager of the year if this team wins 85 games. To me, he's already manager of the year. for how much losing the Astros have done. Anything above 500 was going to be considered a success this season. Now people want to win the AL West. So I'm going to try to be realistic. I want them to just get into the playoffs, and then we'll see from there. This team is still very young. They still have a lot that they have to prove. A 162-game season is a long time.
Okay. Talking the AL West, the Houston Astros, and, of course, with our very own Andy Pondillo. So great that you were able to stop by. Thanks so much, Andy.
Always fun.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight in Hour 1 of the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.